Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When you consider the Passover, you must consider the slaughter of thousands upon thousands of lambs and literally buckets upon buckets of blood. Most of us are removed from the slaughter, are we not? We purchase our meats in a very sterile and well-arranged environment for the most part, with cling wrap, styrofoam trays, and a moisture pad to keep things tidy. Maybe we ask for a special cut, but it will be presented to us in much the same way. I recognize there are hunters and fishermen here, but the reality of today is that we're kept far away from the slaughter. Long ago in the land of Egypt, a land of exile, in a land of slavery, the Israelites suffered under the oppressive rule of Pharaoh. This line of Pharaohs had forgotten the saving work of Joseph, the coat of many colors fame, and how he had delivered Egypt from the devastating famine and ultimately brought Jacob and his clan, the tribes of his sons, to Egypt. So for some 400 plus years, they dwelt in the land of Goshen, but the Pharaohs, after 400 years, had enslaved the Hebrew people to do their manual labor, to build their cities, to erect their monuments. Terrible hardships, brutal labor, and despair were the lot of the Hebrew people. They groaned under the burdens placed upon them. They suffered under harsh taskmasters, and they cried out to the Lord in their misery, praying that He would deliver them. And the Lord God heard their cries. He remembered the covenant. He remembered that He had made a promise to them through the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He sent His servant Moses to bring the people out. He sent Moses to be a mediator, between God and Pharaoh, to free the people of Israel from the hand of slavery, to break their yoke of bondage, and to deliver them from the land of exile. Easier said than done, though. Pharaoh was a very stubborn man. Plague after plague only served to harden his heart further. One plague after another, and yet he stubbornly refused to submit to the will and power of Almighty God. But God had a plan. A final plague, a plague that pointed to His grace promised in the covenant. And in preparation, the children of Israel were told to take a lamb for each family. Then they were to sacrifice the lamb and spread its blood above and around the door of their homes, where they would eat a special meal. Why? Because there was one more plague to come, and this blood would protect and save the firstborn males from the terrors of the angel of death. The blood of the lamb would save them from the plague of death that God would bring upon the people of Egypt. That very night, the angel of death visited Egypt, and the firstborn male in every family, even the firstborn male of every livestock, died. All the firstborn males from the house of the lowest slave to the house of Pharaoh died. And great distress fell upon the people of Egypt. Wailing and mourning went out from the land as they counted their dead. There was no escaping this terrible avenging angel of death. Only the blood of the lamb would be able to save you. Every door of every house that dripped with blood was passed over. It was the blood of the Lamb that saved the Israelites from death. Pharaoh relented, and God's people, the children of Jacob, the children of Israel, came out of Egypt. And so each year, Jacob's descendants, the descendants of Israel, were commanded to celebrate this great rescue, this great act of deliverance, this divine act of salvation, to once again sacrifice a lamb as they remember the Passover, as they recalled this mighty act of rescue and deliverance by the blood of the Lamb. Thousands and thousands of lambs later, after buckets and buckets of blood had been smeared, Jesus gathers with his disciples in the upper room to celebrate another Passover meal. They eat, they drink, they remember the great salvation God worked for his people as he brought them out of Egypt, delivering Israel from the land of suffering and ending their exile in a foreign land. Then Jesus says, "I have something new for you." Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, takes bread, gives thanks, and he gives it to his disciples. "This is my body." Then he takes the cup, drinks, gives thanks, and passes it to his disciples. "This is my blood." The Old Testament sacrament of the Passover is now fulfilled and replaced by the New Testament sacrament of the Lord's Supper, the Holy Eucharist. The blood of thousands upon thousands of lambs reaches its fulfillment, replaced by the blood of one lamb who takes away the sin of the whole world, Jesus Christ. All of those lambs, the best from each flock, lambs without blemish or spot, are fulfilled and replaced by the perfect, pure, and holy Son of God. The salvation, the deliverance from the land of slavery and exile is fulfilled, replaced by salvation from the slavery to sin and death, a return from exile out of the land of bondage into a new freedom, a new covenant that freely forgives of sins and promises to us everlasting life. One holy meal to another, one precious sacrament to another, one blood rescue to another. This is the story, the salvation history of God and his people. The Passover cast a larger shadow, as is seen in the suffering and death of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the journey, the return from exile for the children of God, from the land of slavery to sin and death through the waters of holy baptism into the upper room to receive the true body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. A great journey, a new meal, a new sacrament, a new covenant in Jesus Christ. And we are the people of this new covenant. We are the people called out of the land of exile. We are the people. We are the people washed in the blood of the Lamb. We are the people who have received the grace of God in word and sacrament, hearing his forgiveness, receiving his gifts. We are the people for whom the blood of the Lamb was poured out upon the frame of the cross at Calvary, on the place of the skull known as Golgotha. The blood of Jesus poured out upon the tree cleanses us from every spot and stain, all guilt and corruption, all iniquity and sin washed away. We are rescued and redeemed, returned from exile to a beautiful relationship with God, just as he intended it to be in the first place. We are the people of God who live each day in the joy of walking with him, living under him, doing that which he has given us to do, Once we were no people, deserving only God's wrath, but now we are God's people, only because of his great love for which he has loved us, freely giving us salvation through the blood of Jesus. Thousands and thousands of lambs slain and all that blood, all those Passover lambs, all of the blood points to the cross. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The blood that was shed on the holy hill called Calvary brings us back to the upper room and to the words of Jesus as they echo in our heart. Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do in remembrance of me. The holy meal of the Passover points to the new holy meal that Jesus institutes in the upper room, in which he validated on the cross. And as we eat his body and drink of the blood of the cup of the covenant, our eyes are turned back to the cross. We remember the once and for all sacrifice for our sins from the Lamb of God, as he once again cleanses us from sin and its shame. From meal to meal, God delivers his people from the land of exile, rescuing us from sin and death. Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. His blood poured out shields us from the avenging angel. His blood poured out overcomes the triple enemies of sin, death, and the devil, as well as me, myself, and I. His blood poured out gives forgiveness, life, and salvation to the new covenant people of God, whom he takes by the hand and leads to the promised land. A Lenten journey. Meal to meal, Passover to the Lord's Supper, a sacramental journey marked by the blood of the Lamb, our Passover Lamb, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. May this peace of God, which surpasses our human understanding, may it guard our hearts and guard our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.